A New Sherlock Holmes Mystery. The Adventure of Charlotte Europa Golderton. By Craig Stephen Copland. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Chapter 1. Miss Ruth Naomi Lightowlers. The incidents I am about to impart took place in London quite recently. Under normal circumstances, when similar events occurred and would have placed a heavy burden on those involved should the public become informed, I have delayed, sometimes for years, or obscured their identities. In this case, I have done neither. My reasons are simply that most of the principals of the case, other than Sherlock Holmes, myself, and the good men of Scotland Yard, are either dead or in prison. Those still living might object to having their stories made public, on the grounds that modesty inhibits their wishing the world to know of their bravery and heroism. But such recognition is their due. On the other hand, there is a moral imperative that the public be made aware of some of the dangers that became apparent as a result of Holmes's solving of this highly intricate case. I am not suggesting that Sherlock Holmes and I are entering the realm of moral crusaders that was led for so long and so well by the great Charles Dickens. Far from it. But the citizens of Britain and abroad need to be ever vigilant that the fine institutions in which we place our trust, in this case the Royal Mail, can become the instrument used by the forces of criminality and evil. To adapt a well-known phrase, caveat lector. The events began on a Saturday afternoon of the second week of January, in the early years of the new century. My dear wife was on a visit to America to consult with the women in that country who were leading the crusade for universal suffrage and temperance. As I often did whilst she was away from home, I moved back in temporarily to 221B Baker Street. In part, this was because of my affection for my friend Sherlock Holmes, but, I confess, it was as much or more my desire to have my needs attended to by the great-hearted Mrs. Hudson. "Holmes," I said, as I pushed back after a delectable meal, "the sun is shining, and I have a mind to take myself for a brisk walk whilst you read and smoke the afternoon away." He looked up at me, quite startled. "Oh, no, please, Watson, do stay here. I was counting on your presence." "For what possible reason?" "This afternoon I have three appointments. Every one of them is a woman. The fair sex is your department, and I was hoping that you would be present to make sure that I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?